together.
But separate. We're separate, but together. Separate, but now.
Together. That's our new name. We're no longer that horrible name that was an Indiana, Indiana a cappella group.
Yes, those there people. We go. They stink.
Horrible. Awful. So we're going to get a new RSS feed.
Yes.
And that information will be available on our Facebook page.
Check it out.
And we have a website, too, with nothing on it right now.
But there'll be stuff there.
Yeah.
But it's at cargocollective.
Yes.
.com/separate-but-together.
Yes.
So look us up. We're please. Separate but together
we're
now.
We're separate but together. And we have an intern.
We do. This is exciting. We have an intern. His name is Adam. And he agreed to be our intern.
He, like, asked.
Yeah. This was not through, like,
Craigslist.
It wasn't through Craigslist, and it wasn't through, like, some kind of an ex-convict to get your life back together kind of a thing. Like, community service, it's not that.
This is, like, the real deal.
Somebody actually agreed
so to you this. Should be following us at Functioning Wino on Twitter.
Yes.
Because that's what Adam is doing. He's going to try to get us more followers.
And we have a new hashtag.
We do. Say it.
Drunk
together. Drunk two.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
Drunk two. What
drunk
is it,
the number two.
What is it? Drunk the number two, TGTHR.
Yes. Drunk together.
Bing. Yeah.
But we have an intern. His name is Adam, and you've known Adam for a long time.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in like 3 years though.
This is the first time you guys have seen each other.
Yeah.
In a long time.
Yeah.
What happened?
Life.
It happens.
Life happens. People get busy. People, like, grow up. People get depressed.
Is this right?
That was Adam, everyone.
Drunk, the number two, and then the letter T?
TG.
Drunk, two.
Oh, because you wouldn't want the T, because it's our two.
Oh,
of the
so change it, Adam. Okay. See, that's why you're our
Adam,
intern.
Adam, don't bring those problems to us.
Yay!
That's why you're an
you
intern.
You just earned your internship. Someone said that to me the other day at work.
What?
You just earned your internship.
But you're not an intern.
Yeah, I am.
Technically?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but you get paid.
I get paid, yeah.
Adam, you're not getting paid. Did you go over this with him?
Oh, I went over it.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Alcohol, we have plenty.
Yeah, if you run out of your stout, Adam, we've got plenty of wine for you.
He doesn't care.
That's fine. Adam, say hi to our listeners.
Hello, American.
Hi, Joni.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my aunt Joni's our biggest fan.
Our number one fan.
Every episode.
Hi, Joni.
She's in Bristol, South Dakota. Town of 300. That's what it says, but I think it's more like 20.
Right. Because it's growing.
Yeah. Real. Yeah. Growing something. I think it probably, if you wanted to be a crystal meth dealer, you would do really well there.
That's really, okay, number one, have you been watching too much of that show on AMC, Breaking Bad?
No, because I can't get into it.
Okay.
Is that horrible?
Really? No, yeah. I couldn't either. I tried.
I just couldn't. I keep trying. I'm on season two right now, and every day I keep
trying.
So
you're sticking with it. You keep on.
That and House of Cards.
I couldn't do it.
I finally watched season two, episode one, and I was like, holy shit.
Got better?
I don't know if it got better, but that was quite a plot twister, if you will.
What happened? Spoiler alert.
No, I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay. All right.
I'm not.
Adam,
the intern.
Adam, the intern. Which, by the way, we were originally going to have another guest this evening.
Yeah, we were.
Who canceled.
At the very last minute.
We were supposed to be here and now they're not. Because people cancel.
Yeah.
Apparently.
I had a really busy work week.
Was that what he said?
Yeah.
He had a bit, that was it.
That was it.
Was he not feeling well?
That's what he also said.
Not feeling well. You know who else had a busy work week? Me. I think you?
I had a really busy one.
Adam did? Everybody
yeah.
does.
Adam works at Groupon.
I'm still here. Adam, the intern, is still here.
I had a sore throat last night, and I thought about canceling.
You're here.
I'm here.
Yeah, so.
So.
Whatever. Adam, the guy who didn't show up. Sure. Not Adam, the intern.
No.
I don't want to confuse them tonight, by the way. I don't want to confuse Adam, who canceled, and who's a terrible person, with Adam the intern. Adam, what do you want to be called?
Yeah.
This is your chance. Reinvent yourself. Be whoever you want to be.
As far as nicknames go, I've never been a big fan.
Okay. Yeah. If you were a superhero, what would your name be?
Oh, we're a superhero?
Yeah.
First off, I didn't realize that being the intern slash peanut butter required me to answer actual questions. The application did not indicate that there would be
stuff. I thought you could handle it, though.
Yeah.
You're on your toes.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
No one wants to be put in a stump.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we're going to stick with peanut butter then.
Peanut butter. Okay.
Just Adam, I think.
Adam the intern. I like Adam the intern.
Adam the intern. Yeah. It's informative. It lets you know where you're at.
Not Adam the guest who canceled at the last minute.
Who's a terrible person.
Horrible person.
Awful. The worst.
Never want to see his fucking face again.
This is a part in the show where we would normally introduce our guests, but they didn't show up. Adam. Terrible.
Not Adam the intern.
No, Adam the intern's great.
Adam the worst human being that could possibly ever come out of a woman's birthing canal.
Oh my, you're going there.
Oh, I take that back because, you know, we work in the same industry, and it's like a really small industry, and I'm trying to get my foot into that industry. So yeah, Adam, you're great. I hope you feel better. Get well soon.
I saw your website. It looked really good.
It's good.
Yeah.
He does the Hallmark commercials.
Yeah, I saw his website. His resume was great. I had lots of questions, but he didn't show up, so no. Maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I might be busy. You might be busy.
I have a lot of stuff going on.
But another cool thing about our new format and our new podcast is that we have a sponsor.
People are sponsoring us.
Yeah.
This is serious.
And our sponsor for tonight is The Roar.
TheRoar.com.
TheRoar.com is a modern alternative clothing store.
Yes. They do everything. Men's, women's, fashion accessories. The whole gamut.
Yeah.
And it's actually kind of like for people who were like maybe outcasts and misfits and awesome in high school. And now they're older, wiser in the work world. Mm-hmm. But they still want to retain a sense of that sort of outsider fashion alternative in their like day-to-day wardrobe. TheRoar.com.
Yeah, I saw that they had jelly purses.
Which are super big right now.
I had one in college.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
Oh, I probably threw it out. It got really gross.
Do you need a new one?
Yeah, Chris.
TheRoar.com.
I will buy something from TheRoar.com, okay?
Okay.
But we gotta turn, we're gonna turn the our sponsor into a drinking game.
Okay, how are we gonna do this?
So every time we say The Roar, we have to take a drink, and our listeners have to take a drink.
Okay, Joni, listen up. This applies to you.
Yeah, we have one viewer right now. We have one viewer!
Hi, viewer.
We have a viewer!
Woo!
Oh, that's so exciting. It's probably my cousin Annie.
It might be her.
Anyways, every time you hear the word La Roar, take a drink.
Please.
So LaRoar.com. Drink.
Drink. And then after you have a drink, go to the website and buy something. There's lots of stuff.
But Chris has a really, like, significant, deep connection to LaRoar.com. Don't you, Chris? How do you know them?
Well, I know the president or the owner of the company.
Okay.
He's been inside of me. So.
There we go.
It's pretty intimate.
Been inside.
It depends. I mean, inside. Intimate.
Inside, Adam.
Like a shared flannel shirt, sort of inside?
No, it's, you know, I think for most people it would require, it's the kind of inside that requires latex, but I'm irresponsible. So, it's just inside, you know, just depending on the day. Just depends on the day.
Yeah.
Separate but irresponsible.
Separate but irresponsible. That's great.
That's a better name.
I think so. This intern is paying off already.
I'm gonna write that down. We need to change our name again.
Separate but irresponsible. You just got your schooling paid off. You're working. You're a working girl.
Yeah.
You're Adam, Melanie Griffith and working girl.
I don't know if you know this, Adam, since I haven't seen you for 3 years, but I went back to school.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We have 3 viewers.
Oh, hi, everyone.
Hi. This is so exciting.
This is great. We have viewers.
I went back to school and I got an internship for copywriting.
Which is what you went to school for.
Yeah, I've never had a job where I went to school for. That's for sure.
It's not like you're just, like, making copies or something or filing for a copywriting office. You're doing actual copywriting.
Yeah, I'm writing. I'm writing for a company that just does food and beverage, which is kind of a perfect fit. It's like a business to business advertising. So like,
what does that mean?
Okay, business to business. So like
B2B?
B2B!
Not to be confused with Backstreet Boys.
My cousin Annie. It's me! Hi, Annie!
Hi, Annie!
Annie's gonna come and see me in a couple of weeks to go to the hair show.
That's exciting.
That's the weekend that Eric goes to the Philippines or Thailand or whatever.
It's a hair show in Chicago.
Yeah, it's at McCormick Place. It's huge.
Is it, okay, I'm very ignorant about this stuff, but is this at all like black hair shows, I'm sorry, African-American hair shows, where they do the crazy big hair things and...
I think it's like just like a hair, sure. I don't know.
Okay.
She came to it last year.
Can I go?
I think you have to pay for it.
Okay, how much is the ticket?
I don't know.
Ask her.
Okay, how much is the ticket?
Annie, how much is it? I might want
to
go.
She is taking me to the hair award show.
Are you going to get an award? Are you nominated?
No. But I said, oh my God, I don't think my... Because I found two white hairs the other day.
Are you okay?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Honey, it happens. It's happened to me since before I was 30. It happens. Can I just say, though, I think... You're going to be smoking hot with a little salt and pepper as you advance in years. Some people can't pull it off. I think you're going to do great.
That doesn't make me feel better at all.
Sorry. I was trying.
What were we talking about?
It's my hair dye.
Let's talk about something else.
Get some hair dye at the hair show.
You know what? I don't have money right now.
Okay. Your job. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, what was the interview process like? Or how many places did you even, like, apply to and, like, get callbacks from?
I sent my portfolio to every advertising agency that was listed in the phone book.
Did you get an actual phone book?
I looked it up online.
Okay.
No, I found this online, an intern position, and then they look at your portfolio, and then they call you in, and you go through an interview process, and you explain everything that's on your website.
Okay. Maybe you need an older man who's been around the block.
And he's married.
Oh, like that stopped you before. You don't ask questions.
I don't. What? Okay. Let's go.
But you're working now. You are a working girl.
I'm a working girl.
The days of dog walking are behind you. Are you going to miss the dogs? I know you really love some
of them. I miss one dog.
Just one. Just that one.
Adam was a dog walker.
I was.
Yeah.
Adam, how long did you dog walk?
Too long.
Okay.
What do you mean by too long?
Well, compare your daily communications with animals versus...
Oh, I know. When I saw human beings, because, like, I would just go for days, for weeks, just talking to dogs.
Right.
And then, like, the last time I saw Chris, we did a podcast, and I would not shut up. But it was about stupid shit.
Well, it's overly explaining everything, mm-hmm. But I also found myself inappropriately petting people. Which
something wrong with that though.
It depends who it is.
Yeah, it does. It
depends who it is.
And it depends on the dog too.
That's just some dogs don't want the business. No, thank you.
Oh, my last dog that I walked was a rescue dog from Paws, and he was a foster dog, and he didn't really have a name. And, like, he lived in a really nice condo, and you would get it, and he had the biggest dog penis I've ever seen in my whole life.
Heyo!
It was huge! It was bigger than this German Shepherd that I walked.
Oh, my God.
And he was, like, a little 30-pound dog. But he would piss all over, and he wouldn't, like, let you come near him.
Oh, no.
I felt bad, so I kept trying. And then I had to train another dog walker on it. He was like, what is this? Anyways, let's not talk about that.
He just needs love. He'll get there.
Yeah. Success story.
Someday. I had a job interview. Because, that's all I do now. I go on job interviews. Because I just work part-time.
I work part-time, too.
And on my days off, I go on job interviews. That's all I do.
At least you're getting stuff.
Well, yes and no. A lot of times it feels like it's a waste of time. Like, I just feel like so much of this stuff is, like, who you know. And they need a certain amount of people to interview so that they can ultimately give the job to who they want to give it to.
Mm-hmm.
But I went on one interview where it's for a private startup company that sells books to Chicago public schools. And I was asking them, what happened to their last assistant? It was just one lady, too, that I was interviewing with. I was like, what happened to your other assistant? And she said, well, we had to let her go after 3 weeks. And I asked why.
Oh, that's
and she said, she's the laziest person I've ever seen in my life. Red flag. Is it just me? I just kind of felt like this might not be the best environment.
No, if they fire someone after 3 weeks, that's not a good sign at all.
Yeah.
No, then you want to know, like, what about the person before her?
Yeah, and then she also looked like Lisa Loeb, but if Lisa Loeb was blonde and was, like, maybe 30 years older, and but she had a fourth grader. It's very weird. Like, she just struck me as one of those women who was, like, older, but is, like, I'm going to have it all anyways, and it's just, like, puts a lot of pressure on herself, which would eventually come down on me. And who needs that? You know,
you don't need that.
I don't need that pressure.
You know what she needs?
Xanax.
Leroy.com.
Leroy.com.
Ah!
That lady.
See how I worked that in?
No style.
See how I worked that in?
She could have got her jelly purse, which is all over the spring line, by the way. Jelly purses are really fucking expensive.
Yeah.
You know where they're not super expensive, where you can actually get a jelly purse without spending an arm and a leg?
China.
Leroy.com.
Leroy.com!
Leroy.com, man. Take a drink.
Take a drink. No, Adam, I always liked you. Still do.
Well, that's nice.
I love how non-committal that was. I liked
always
you.
Liked
I always liked you.
You're a
now
person.
You're a nice person. I had fun with you all the time. No, I went through a phase where I didn't want to hang out with anyone.
You were in your cave.
I went through a lot of caves.
There was quite a few.
Yeah.
And it was dark.
Very dark.
And you were alone.
It was cold.
It was very cold. It was wet sometimes.
I'm out of the cave now.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. We're back. Hi, everybody.
Are we back?
Yeah, we are.
Hi, Joni.
Is that what you were going to talk about? Donating plasma?
No. I was going to talk about
like?
Something else. Oh. But I could talk about what's it like? Well, if you're a curvy female like me, go there because it's nothing but getting hit on.
Yep.
By black men.
Oh.
You've got a date lined up.
I was hooked up to the plasma machine.
But wait,
there's
don't just jump in. Like, let's start the whole,
I
like...
I feel like it didn't start with the, I'm hooked up to the plasma machine. Then I walked in.
Donating plasma.
Donating plasma is, like, one of the lowest of my life that I've ever done in my whole entire life.
We're not judging people.
No, if you
who've
feel...
donated plasma.
I mean, people think it's a good thing. That's great. I don't like blood. I don't like needles.
Some people donate plasma, and they're still normal people. Some of them may shop at Leroy.com.
Leroy.com.
Take a drink, Joni. But, sometimes you have to donate plasma because you're in a financial... Bind.
Donating plasma. I walked in.
So you can't shoot up heroin and donate plasma?
No.
Well, that's just too much.
But
I mean, come on.
Half the clientele looks like they've done it.
I've been near Lawrence and Kimball. I know
what
you're talking
about.
Oh, my
God. Well, the place, I don't think it's scary, but you walk in and, like, I'm just, like, trying to read a book, pretend to read a book, and I'm getting hit on by a man, and then, like, I see this beautiful black lady come in. I'm like, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God. She's, like, dressed to the nines. She looks gorgeous. She comes in, and she just starts on her phone. And this, and that, and this.
The N-word. N-bombs.
And I was like,
okay.
I have to leave. But you go through, like, a whole entire, like, you have to take a written quiz about HIV, hepatitis, mad cow disease, and you... are stuck in this, like, 4x4 with another person, and it happens to be a person that probably has seen a lot in her life, and I have not seen anything compared to her, and I just was scared.
So you lied and said you had never had hepatitis?
I've never had hepatitis!
Okay, so we're continuing the lie. Okay, I understand. What happens when they're actually taking plasma out of you?
Your blood is pumped out, and your plasma is separated, and then your blood is pumped back in, and then they take it out until you, like, make the the 880 milliliters or whatever.
Okay.
It takes an hour.
Do they give you, like, a cookie?
Nope.
Or a juice box?
Nope. They used to have a gumball machine, but the Russian lady said that someone stole it. And they used
Lawrence
to have...
Kimball. Yeah.
They used to have toilet paper, but the Russian lady said that they take that. So I'm glad I had tissues.
They.
Yeah.
Them. Those people.
But I got hit on so much while I was waiting.
Who was hitting on you?
Black men.
Okay.
And then I was hooked up to the plasma machine, and I was on, like, my last two rounds of plasma, and I was I was sweating. And they say you get really cold, but I was sweating because I was about to faint.
Right.
Because I do have a tendency to hyperventilate and pass out.
Panic attacks.
Yeah, I have panic attacks. And this guy across from me, this black guy, and he was really cute. But don't talk to me while I'm hooked up to a plasma machine.
Don't talk to me while my life is in shambles.
Uh-huh.
Because I have had to donate plasma. Uh-huh. This is where I'm at. This is not the time.
He goes, I'm going to hang out at Popeye's afterwards. You want to go?
The ultimate after plasma.
Where is the Popeye's located?
Meal.
Right next to the blood bank. Popeye's is located right next to the blood bank.
Short walk for a good date.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I just was like, I just kind of blew him off because I was like hyperventilating. And he goes, do you have to go to the bathroom or something? And I was like, no, I'm like. And then like the nurses that hook you up, they're all like Russian. And they're like, if you need anything, just let us know. And I was like this. I was like waving my hand, like trying to get someone's attention. But
because
all,
you needed something.
But they're all talking to each other.
They're real busy.
So I was going to die.
Yeah.
And then I get done.
That's Adam, our intern.
Thank you, Adam, for laughing at me. And then I get done, and I get up, and, like, I probably dressed a little bit too nice for the blood bank that day.
Thought you were better than everyone else, all hoity-toity.
So I, like, bent down to, like, pick up my bag, and I heard the black guy go, ooh, yeah.
Although, in fairness, this is not a new scenario for you. You've had a very extensive relationship with the interactions you've had with ethnic men.
I will say this. If he would have, like, asked me out any other time, any other place, I would have said yes.
Oh, yeah, you don't judge. You go with the flow.
Because he was really cute. But don't ask me out when I'm hooked up to a plasma machine.
It's a little awkward.
So then, like, I bend down and I hear him go, ooh, yeah. And I get up and he goes.
Is this the same guy who invited you to Popeye's?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes, because he was doing the same thing across the hall from me. Like,
right.
We were hooked up. And he would be trying to get my attention and I'd just be like, because you have to, like, pump and all this stuff.
Yeah.
With your hand. But anyways, I got done and he goes, will you stick around and wait for me once you're done getting paid?
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
And he goes, what's your name? And I go,
wait, they pay you for this?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's not doing this for free.
Yeah, your first two times are $50.
Wow.
And then if you can donate twice a week. So your first time that week, it's $25 after the $50. And then the second time that week is $33. So you're making like $58 a week. You're poor.
The first two times you donate is $50, and then they devalue your plasma?
Yeah. Yeah. I've only done it twice.
Do you get a frequent donor card?
Yeah, you get a prepaid credit card.
Once they punch it 10 times, you get free plasma.
They get it inside you.
Yeah, but no, you get money.
You need some plasma.
That's probably why I got a sore throat.
Probably is.
Yeah.
You're just giving your plasma away for free.
I have the biggest black and blue mark right here.
You probably have hepatitis. Gotta get that checked.
Die.
Get it checked.
That treatment's expensive. Ain't no plasma donor card gonna pay for that.
I love it though. So he was going to take you to Popeye's with his plasma winnings?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's nice.
Isn't that nice?
I think so.
But he's like, what's your name?
Obviously he needs money, and he's just now getting money, and he's deciding to use that to take you out for a two-piece and a biscuit.
It was on a Thursday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
What a lovely date.
Yeah,
he's trying to help you avoid the hustle and bustle of the awkward Friday night date with the crowds. He was thinking ahead.
He goes, what's your name? And I go, Carrie. And he's like, what? And I'm like, Carrie! And then I go, what's your name? He goes, Maurice. And I was like, what? And he goes, Maurice.
Maurice. Oh, I think you missed a chance there.
I think that could
have been something.
I'll see him again. Because you go back.
Going back?
Well, the second time I went, it was a bunch of old guys. And they've been doing it for 10 years.
Oh, my God.
Do you run out?
You never run out of plasma.
As long as your heart's beating, I think you're producing class. So, yeah, this is a long and industrious career that you've had of your interactions with ethnic men. I believe you've been called Juicy.
I've been called Juicy.
You've been called Juicy before.
My first college party, I got patted on the head and told I was beautiful by an Indian man.
That's nice. But your relationship with Indians is complicated because you're from North Dakota.
South Dakota. Well, like Indians, red dot or woo-woo?
Woo-woo.
Oh, I was talking red dot.
Oh, because whenever you talk about South Dakota Indians, you're always talking about the Native Americans. Oh, this was like an Indian dot.
We have 4 viewers.
Oh, hi, Joni.
That's
hi,
so
viewers.
Exciting.
You're just thinking, do we need a name for our fans? You know, like Gaga's got the monsters or whatever.
And like Katy Perry has,
what are they called?
I don't know.
Unicorns?
What are they called?
Katy Perry?
What does she call her fans?
She has fans?
Look it up, Adam the intern. It's your job to know.
I just now learned how the internet works.
But should we name our fans?
Yeah, we probably should, but what should we name them?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, Mr. Rogers, he called his friend, like, neighbors. Everyone was a neighbor. I always kind of like that. Because
well,
it was.
We can't take that. We
can't no, we
take
can't
neighbor.
Take that. Friends? No.
No.
I don't like most of my friends.
All I'm finding for Katy Perry fans is Christians.
No, that's not okay. Not okay.
Is that what they call? Is
and
that what,
they call Bieber's believers.
No.
Bieber's?
Don't give me an I've got a whole thing about that. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Perry tolerable?
That's good. Perry tolerable. I like that.
I can't find anything on...
What's something alcohol related?
For Katy Perry?
What you call a frequent alcoholic.
Drunks. We can call our fans...
Disappointments.
We can call our fans drunks.
Drunks. No, I want it to be a little bit more warm. Mm. But not too warm. I don't want them to get too close.
Okay.
I don't want people emailing
together
us saying I love
for
you.
Separates? No. Just turn things around.
No. Yeah. I could, like, go on my thesaurus.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
That's
we'll have a name for our fans. Joni, hi.
Hi, Joni.
I think we're veering.
And I think when we do find a name for our fans, I think our fans should have to register in some way. And if they do, they should get a coupon at Leroy.com.
Leroy.com!
If you are one of our fans and you register with us, then you get a discount at Leroy.com.
Bitch, please! You need to get yourself Leroy'd.
Bitch, what you talking about?
Bitch, please. Leroy is the hottest place to get modern alternative clothing.
Bitch, you telling me that these Janko jeans are no longer in style?
Bitch, please. You desperately need a fresh dose of tanks with fun graphics, jelly purses, and some pug purses.
Jelly purses? Bitch, I don't know what you just said.
Bitch, please. Go to Leroy.com. You can thank me later.
Leroy Modern Alternative Clothing and Accessories, LAROAR.com.
I have a special guest tonight. I mean,
yeah, we need
he's,
to talk
he's
about
been part of the podcast, but we haven't really, like, introduced him officially, because we had another guest who didn't show up. He got arrested. His name is Adam, too, but,
Oh, my God! My cousin Luke, who is Annie's brother, just said... He just texted me.
What
did
he say?
Hold on. Carrie... Fans of yours should definitely be named with an alcohol theme.
Okay.
Thank
good.
You, Luke.
Thank
He's
you,
our
Luke.
Third viewer.
Luke.
Hi.
Hi, Luke.
All right.
We haven't met yet.
He's a really nice person. He's
okay.
Not 21 yet, though.
All right. He'll get there, though. But he can drink, right? In South Dakota, if you're not 21. So our guest did
our
not
guest.
Show up.
Our guest did not show up.
He got arrested.
Yeah.
His name is Adam. He's a copywriter.
I think he got arrested for sodomy.
Oh, is that, can you not do that still? Oh, no, I
Did
should,
Did I just
oh.
piss off a lot of people?
I should,
I
no,
probably,
I'm afraid for my own legal.
I'm gonna, like, edit that out.
No, it should be illegal. It depends on who you're doing it with. But, Adam got arrested for sodomy.
Adam, our guest, not Adam the
not
intern.
Not Adam the intern. Adam does not hold with that nonsense.
No.
Adam the intern.
Uh-oh.
And maybe he does. We'll find out.
It doesn't matter. So, Adam, our intern, is our special guest.
Hi, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
So natural. Just like go easy breezy.
Adam and I have done quite a few shows together back in my past.
It's true.
I saw you guys on a show together.
I once gave her cunnilingus as a zombie.
Is that what that was?
Well, I was a zombie, so it wasn't as...
I don't...
Burn!
Remember any of... I blocked that out of my life.
Well, I've been thinking about it every day for 3 years, so...
Love connection.
Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Yeah.
Invite her to Popeye's.
I do love Popeye's,
it's
though.
Really
Popeye's
good.
Is good.
It's a good place.
Luke, hey, I turned 21 in May, and the sodomy joke was hilarious. Adam sounds like a solid dude.
Oh, Adam's got fans. Adam the intern has fans.
You should make a Twitter handle, Adam the intern.
Well, I've already hashtagged it 3 times tonight.
Oh, so this isn't about us.
Okay.
This isn't about
us. It's no longer about Carrie or Chris. That's fine. That's fine.
But we're meeting me.
All right.
Okay.
There's still. I just wanted to mention right now, too, that we are still, we're not... synced, we're not completely synced into an intern. It's open auditions, so anyone out there.
Let's be honest here, Chris. Do we have a better offer?
No, we don't.
No,
this
we don't.
This is great
that he asked, wanted to. So Adam.
Oh, I have a question first.
Oh, yeah, go for
it. What was it like working with Carrie when you guys were working in a show together?
I don't know. I've removed it from my memory.
I blocked it out.
Carrie, actually, to answer your question in a legitimately real way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Carrie is a giant ball of fun.
Oh, thank you.
I think what I most remember...
aside from the cunnilingus.
Aside from the zombie cunnilingus. No, actually, that is what I most remember.
Okay.
I was really stretching my brain.
Sure.
But if you get a chance... You might. Someday, you should perform with Carrie.
Oh, thank you. That specific act as a zombie.
You should just actually work on something creative with Carrie.
Okay.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I think you should work on something creative with Adam as well.
All right.
And here we are.
We should
do something creative with each other.
Yeah.
Obviously not this. But if we get a chance to do something else. Yeah.
Not this at all. It's horrible.
Go for it.
I got another text message. Let's see.
I met Adam as well. It was a very long time ago.
3 years.
I was in a drag queen show, actually.
Yes, me and Naomi came and saw you in that. It was at Hydrate?
It was.
Yeah.
That's not where I met Adam.
No, you met him at Mark and Laura's Christmas Spectacular.
Which was amazing.
Okay.
And then we went to the Bad Apple, or no?
The Bad Apple is my 28th birthday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where I think we met.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
That is definitely where we met.
Yeah.
And Adam was very nice.
No, yeah, he was. I don't really remember that birthday. I remember you drank a lot. I vomited at the foot of my bed.
Well, I know at one point we shared a bathroom and I peed in the sink.
Yes, I said that! He peed in the sink and I peed in the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a bonding experience.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty close.
And there was some guy you invited whose name and image have long since been removed.
His name was Spiro.
Here we go.
That's his first name? Like Spiro
Agnew? Yeah, that's his first name.
It's like Spiro Agnew?
Kinda.
But there's more than one person in the world that's been named Spiro?
He's Greek, and I tried to date him twice in my life.
I know, because when I left, I kissed you on the cheek.
Yeah.
To, like, get him all, like, bothered, and apparently he was. Which leads me to believe that you should have been able to date him more than once in your life.
Yeah! No,
it's complicated.
No, like, yeah. My cousin Annie did meet Spiro.
It did work?
Yeah, no, he did.
Yeah, because he said, oh, who's it? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, he did.
Yeah, he did. You told me afterwards.
I went out to dinner with him after that birthday, and he goes, who was that guy? Yeah, no, it worked.
Adam, you clever minx. My God. What can't our intern do?
No, he's so good.
It's amazing.
The best intern ever.
Totally.
Yeah. And he's just, like, so relaxed.
Yeah.
He's like, whatever.
Speed up. Hashtagging himself.
Does not care. Adam the intern. Hashtag.
But yeah, but I did... I met you, Adam, a long time ago, and you were very pleasant. I met a lot of people that night. A lot of them were actors, and they were really irritating.
Oh, I hate actors.
And they talked a lot about themselves. Yeah. They would corner you, and they would talk about themselves. But you did not do that. You were very pleasant, and you didn't corner me or talk about yourself ad nauseum.
And I appreciate here we are.
Let's talk about Adam.
Talk about Adam. Number one.
He's going to be in a show.
Well, first question in everyone's mind, Adam, how tall are you?
I am pretty close to 6 foot.
That is fantastic. That's what people want to know.
I believe I'm about a quarter inch short of 6 foot, but...
You should just say you're 6 foot.
I do.
That's what I should do. Yeah. You hear that, everybody? Adam, are you single?
I am not, actually.
Oh, drama!
I like this! How long have you been dating?
Almost 3 years.
Ooh. Oh my gosh!
So it's like a real thing. It's not like a...
It's not like one of those fake two-year things. This is like...
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You were whispering.
Are you going to get married?
I don't know. We might, actually.
Oh my gosh.
This is like huge.
This is a big deal.
It does seem rather motherly of you, though, to immediately jump to the...
Well, I just think three years.
Are you going to get married?
That's what people do.
What people?
Most.
Right.
Most people?
It does seem like a thing people do.
That's a good length of time, Adam.
As a big
congratulations.
Time. Yeah.
What does she do?
She does various things, actually.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, she's in two bands.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh.
Rock and roll band and one... They call themselves bounce music, but I don't know what that means.
Is.
Yeah, I don't know what that means either.
Is it like electronic that you just like bones.
No, they have a cello and a violin.
What does she play?
Fancy.
She's a vocalist, actually.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I love any band with a violin and a mandolin. Is that a thing?
Yes, it is.
It's an instrument. Mm-hmm.
And a banjo.
And you also have a propensity to fall in love with female musicians.
Yeah.
So you're a big fan of Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down?
I don't know what that means.
Well, you need to do some investigation.
Yeah. Tweet that so I remember that.
Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down.
She plays both the mandolin and the banjo. It's true.
I think you might just have met your soulmate.
Tao and the what?
Get Down, Stay Down.
And the Get Down. Are they on Spotify?
Probably. Better. She has.
I just learned so much about
Adam. I just saw them at City Winery.
Oh, of course I
saw them. Oh, Adam, what do you think of City Winery?
Love it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like so chill. It's super laid back. You're just eating your meatball appetizer and you're watching people perform.
Sounds great.
Your sliders.
Sounds so good.
MBD. It's the best. Eric loves it too. Eric, who, by the way, is the president of Leroy.com.
Leroy.com!
For all of your fashion and accessory needs, men and women, modern alternative.
Alternative clothing.
Leroy.com.
Get yourself Leroy'd. Adam, let's talk about your show.
Adam, yes.
We should do that.
What are you doing these days? What shows are you in?
I am going to be in about 2 months' time at the 25th annual Chicago's Biggest Liar Contest. It's the second year they've done it. That's the punchline.
Oh.
Because it's the 25th annual. I'm spelling it out. It's a waste of words. it's a storytelling event. It's actually going to be at the Ravenswood United Church of Christ, strangely enough.
That's right around here.
What's funny is the email I got indicates it's going to be at the Ravenswood United Church or Christ,
okay.
Which... probably isn't what it's actually called. But yeah,
they were on the go.
What are the dates for this?
It's actually one night only, May 3rd.
Oh.
I will be telling a story that in order to win the Hogwash Cup as Chicago's greatest liar.
You should go.
Will the story be a complete and total lie?
Well, I haven't come up with the story yet.
Oh.
Okay.
So the idea is... for you to lie and convince the judges that your story is true.
Okay.
So to be such a good liar that it's believable.
Okay.
But it's a storytelling show, so it's people given, I think it's 7 minutes, something like that, to tell a story.
Is it supposed to be funny, or is it just free-for-all,
anything
whatever?
You want. Anything you want.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, can anyone apply, or do they, like, screen you first, and they have to decide if you're, like...
I auditioned.
Okay.
A bunch of people, they had 2 nights of audition, of auditions, and I auditioned and got in.
Congratulations!
Right?
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm apparently a good liar.
You're a very good liar. I'm sure that your woman friend of 3 years would like to know that.
Oh,
you're a good
she
liar.
Knows.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's
then
how we met.
That's on her.
Mm-hmm. That's how we met.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I want to do the storytelling thing, too, that Adam is doing.
You're a storyteller. You're already a storyteller, so you need to, yeah, if that's what you want to do, you got to go for it, man.
I want to get Leroard.
Get Leroard.
And then I want a storytell.
Now, when you say get Leroard, what do you mean exactly?
What I mean is, I want to go to Leroard.com.
Leroard.com? What is that?
And I want to shop among these modern alternative clothings. Like, they have, like, pug purses and jelly purses. And they, like, have kitty tanks. And then they have, like, bitch please tanks. I mean, they have everything that I've always wanted to wear since I was a young girl of the age of 16 when I used to shop at Hot Topic. But it's so much cooler than Hot Topic.
It's way cooler than Hot Topic.
Way cooler.
And the owner has a giant penis. I'm just saying, he knows what he's doing.
You would know, I would not know. And he's a beautiful woman, though.
When he's a beautiful woman when he does drag. Oh, Adam, you've done drag.
I have done drag. Thank you for remembering.
I was just curious, though, because you did, like, your makeup was impeccable. I've seen the pictures. Did you do it yourself? Did somebody do it for you?
There's a very elaborate and supportive drag community in Chicago. And I was fortunate enough to have my makeup completed by one, Madam X.
Oh, nice.
Who I believe still performs regularly at the Kit Kat Club.
Oh.
She was kind enough to sit me down and paint me up. And it turned out extremely well. I believe I'll tweet a photo.
Do it. Adam the intern.
I believe Adam the intern has a photo here of his drag debut.
What prompted you to do drag?
Well, I like wearing panties. So if we're going to start there,
let's start there.
It seems like the place to start.
That's a lifestyle choice, and I respect it.
No, not every day. It's not my standard wear.
Doesn't have to be every day.
Well, I'm just clarifying.
We got to kind of get through the rest of this because our intern, Adam the intern, has to leave because he's going to support his lady friend, his girlfriend.
That's nice.
Of 3 years.
Someone has someone over here.
Oh. Don't get dark.
Oh,
don't
my
go
God.
Dark. Don't go dark. But no, Adam the intern's girlfriend has a big night tonight. She is doing lead vocals for a song for the band that she's in. What's the name of the band?
Big Black Bird.
Big Black Bird. She's doing lead vocals.
Blackbird in the dead of night.
That's a good song. That song makes me cry.
I know.
It's a sad song.
It's a good song, though.
But Adam the intern's girlfriend is with Big Black Bird. She's doing lead vocals tonight. And if anyone's out there, check them out.
Subterranean?
They got a good song about Korea.
Oh, who doesn't?
Check them out.
I don't know how to say that. Let's talk about Hot Topics, speaking of Korea.
Hot Topics. Listen, I
don't have anything. I have one thing, but you go, because you really care about
I've got some nonsense. First of all, I don't know if you've been keeping up with the news. But first of all, did you see the recent pictures of Daniel Radcliffe with the long hair and the full beard?
No!
And this is what's happening right now. There was a whole big story about how it was called Pedophile or Adoring Fan.
Oh!
And it's a whole thing because, you know, Daniel Radcliffe, the Harry Potter, has slowly been, you know, taking roles that are more mature.
Yes.
One of his more recent roles, he played Allen Ginsberg, and you got to see him on screen getting sodomized.
What?
which I believe our guest who didn't show up, he got arrested for sodomy. That's why he couldn't be here.
Yeah,
yeah, it was that Kill Your Darlings movie.
I've never even heard about that.
My sister saw it. She said, if you want to see Harry Potter get bummed,
I do.
To go see that movie.
I really do.
And it's not subtle. It's very, it's a very intense, I'm getting sodomized.
Well,
scene.
I heard him and Emma
Watson Hermione.
Hermione are, teaming up for, the live action Little Mermaid.
Yes. That sounds horrible.
Doesn't it?
It sounds awful. I don't want to see
it. First of all, when I think of Prince Eric, I don't think of Daniel Radcliffe.
No, he's 4'7". That's not Prince Eric.
He's a little midget that comes up to your knees. That's not a prince to me.
No.
A prince to me is someone who is played by Thor.
Yeah.
Oh. Ravish you. Let's rape you.
Somebody who's going to punch you in the face.
And.
Which you enjoy. I like that. You're not opposed to that. But yeah, there was a whole thing about how Daniel Radcliffe, he's doing some role somewhere, and he showed up with long, long hair, super scraggly, full beard, and a bunch of women were like, I'm officially a pedophile because I really want a piece of that.
And he's 25 now, isn't he?
He is, and that's the thing, where do you divorce the Harry Potter and this man now?
That's fine if he's 25.
I think it's fine.
No, I thought he was handsome when he was, in Harry Potter, Goblet of Fire.
Yeah, because he was already kind of getting,
He was, 18.
Yeah, he looked like a man in that movie.
25. So he's 25. I'm 31. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
If you had kids, that's fine.
I don't have kids. I don't want kids.
You're
going to
have kids someday.
No, Chris. Don't
you have a daughter that you're fighting for
Chris,
right now.
I am barren.
Barren.
I feel it inside.
Stop donating plasma. That's taking your eggs out.
No, it's not. I would love to donate my eggs, though, because you get $10,000.
Do it. No, don't do it.
No.
Maybe. I don't know.
You have to, take lots of shots and stuff.
Would you be okay with knowing that there are barren couples and that there might be a little carry out there? Are you okay with that?
I'm not okay with
that. Don't do it.
Yeah, I'm not okay with that.
George Lopez. Of George Lopez fame. He had a talk show, I think?
He had a lot of
George Lopez Tonight.
Yeah, God.
He was recently photographed. He was performing comedy in a casino.
I can't believe you're talking about this right now.
And he was thrown into the drunk tank.
Oh, really?
The police in the casino found him on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Drunk and talking to himself.
Well,
in a puddle of his own vomit.
Well, he's Mexican, so.
What does that mean? What does that even mean?
They like to drink.
They do like to drink. I like to drink. I'm part Mexican.
I'm Irish.
I don't find that at
so
all offensive.
I don't find that offensive at all.
No. I like to drink. But yeah, he was taken to the drunk tank.
I didn't know that.
Asked people what they thought about it, about George Lopez.
Did you?
I did. And the answers I got were, who is George Lopez? That was one. Second answer was, leave me alone, it's cold outside. The third and more prevalent answer I got was, mira, mira, mira. Si tú hablas con Jorge, dile que estoy esperando el cheque para los niños. Which more or less means I'm waiting for a child support payment. I don't know if that pertains to that George Lopez. That's just the feedback.
He has a new show coming out.
Does he?
It's called Angels. I think it's on Fox, but he has a new sitcom.
Is that on Telemundo?
No, it's not on Telemundo. I think it's on Fox.
Okay.
He has a new sitcom coming out.
El exceso de información.
Yes. See.
Yeah. What other hot dog wings do you got going here? Because I don't like any of them so far.
The thing that kind of was really concerning to me this week, the National Defense Authorization Act. No, I'm totally serious.
I don't even know what that means, Chris.
It's an act that's been around for a while, and there was a point where it could have gotten, shut down. But during the holidays, in December of 2013, they voted for it again, and Obama signed it so that it could stay as an act. This act gives the U.S. military and the government the power to detain any U.S. citizen for an indefinite amount of time without a trial or due process.
Okay.
they hide behind, or what they're saying is that it's for the betterment of the country, just in case. It also has to do with Guantanamo Bay and the people that were held there, and, you know, how long we need to have them there. We have to wait till we get the information. But it was, when I read more about it, it really concerned me, because U.S. citizens, any U.S. citizen, can be held, can be arrested without due process for an indefinite amount of time. And they just voted whether or not this can stay an act, and it got passed. It got passed by 85 out of 15, well, 85 out of 100, and only 15 voted no. But 85 of people in Congress voted for it to stay as an act. Obama signed it. I thought it was very suspect that this happened around the holidays when people were really busy, when people weren't paying that much attention to what was going on anyways. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of concerning, because it kind of... Mm-hmm. rips apart and ignores the Bill of Rights, which is due process. That's the whole thing about this country. So, I don't know. A little bit weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Thoughts? Adam, the intern?
We just had somebody like our definition of bonding. I'll urinate in the sink while you urinate in the toilet. Nice. Somebody thought that was nice. It turns out accurate.
Even know how to like respond to anything right now. I guess my hot topic that I was going to talk about.
What's your hot topic?
Is that Food and Wine?
Yes.
Has
magazine?
Yes, Food and Wine magazine has created a new website just specifically for millennials. It's called xfw.com.
xfw.com.
And it's kind of like a BuzzFeed for food and wine, and like how you should become friends with your bartender, and it's like really short stories for like really short attention spans.
Which is perfect.
Yeah, it's kind of like dumbing down food and wine.
But well, okay, so you work in copywriting.
Right, and I work for a company that does food and beverages.
And is, like, do you feel like that's what things are leaning towards? Like, where it has to be short, it has to be quick, people's attention spans are, like, super short.
Oh, yeah,
short.
I mean, like, old school advertising used to be, like, really long copy, but now it's all visual. It's hardly any copy.
Because we're stupid.
Yeah, we're stupid. It's because of Jersey Shore.
Fair. Fair play.
Am I right, Adam the intern? It's because of Jersey Shore.
What is because of Jersey Shore?
Our attention spans are so much shorter and we're stupider because of Jersey Shore.
Specifically, Sammy and Ronnie.
I'm not going to disagree.
Uh-huh. But you're not going to agree.
Well, Jersey Shore was a contributing factor, certainly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there were several...
Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
There were several foundational ADHD media experiences.
TMZ?
Much earlier than even those.
Perez Hilton?
Oh, his website is so shitty now. It's
really?
Terrible. Oh, because he had that thing where he... God bless you. Are you okay? Should I call somebody?
It's okay to sneeze with volume.
I can't. My throat hurts. I'm sick. But I still showed up.
Because the glands.
Yeah.
They're
what
swollen.
They live in a basement.
Yeah, our radiator is on the ceiling.
Wow.
Well, yeah, basement slash the headquarters for Leroy.com.
Leroy.com.
All of your fashion needs for the modern alternative soul.
I mean, where can I get a purse that has the most adorable pug face on it?
It's a purse, and it's got a pug face on it.
He has more than just pug purses and jelly purses. He has cat purses.
Cat purses.
Purses with personality is what I like to say.
If you're going out there, out into the world of business and commerce, and you're on the train that smells like vomit and urine, you want to stand out. You want to say, hey.
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 Hey, I'm something. I am a person.
And if you're a person, you're a person.
You're a person.
Then you shop at Leroy.com, motherfucker.
Leroy.com. And if you want to look skinny, get a skeleton tank.
Oh, those are nice. Those skeleton tanks are the bee's knees.
It reminds me of my Ozfest days.
Oh, your Ozfest days. This is fascinating. Yeah. I love it. Was it dirty? Did it smell?
Yes. Nice. To everything that you just
Were you
said.
Just, like, sweaty all the time?
Yes.
What were the boys like?
sweaty, dirty voice.
Didn't you love it, though?
I loved every moment of it. I remember my first mosh pit was Drain STH. Eric, do you know Drain STH?
Yeah.
What? They're an all-Swedish female band. One of them married someone from Black Sabbath. Anyways, my first mosh pit, I got pushed in and I was rescued by a stud.
Okay, because that was my next question. No. Are people more considerate of you in a mosh pit setting if you're a female?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes. Except for one of my last Slipknot concerts, my best friend from high school, Colleen, and I were down. We snuck down onto the floor at the Target Center in Minneapolis. But there was this guy that was dressed up in, like, this, like...
It's the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Sorry. This neon orange jumpsuit or something like that. And yeah. He was, like, punching girls. And he, like, punched my friend Colleen in the face.
Oh, my God.
And then I ended up going to college with this kid.
Oh, no.
He's like, yeah, I was at that Slipknot concert. I was in that orange shirt. I go, yeah, you punched my friend Colleen in the face.
Who's a lady? But.
She punched him back. She went
good
hard.
Good for Colleen. Oh, hi, Colleen.
Yeah, she's not.
Alternately, though, you were in a mosh pit and you got saved by a stud. Mm-hmm. Hashtag modern chivalry.
I like that. Hashtag that, Adam the intern. Modern chivalry. Yes, I thought that too. I was saved.
There's a few gentlemen out there in the world
he
left.
He was a beefcake.
Thankfully, I can say I'm very fortunate. My fiance, he's a gentleman. He does some things that are like, you know what? It's nice. To be with, like, a gentleman.
Yeah?
Yeah. Every now and again, he surprises me.
And he's the owner of Leroy.com.
He's the owner. Oh, take a drink. Leroy.com. Our top three lists are very important. They're going to change from episode to episode.
Yes.
It just depends on what we're into.
Yeah.
But this week, I've chosen, because you suggested it. I chose, based on your suggestion, to do my top three. I believe what you called them was my Japanese comic porn, which I found very offensive.
Anime is what I meant to say.
Top three Japanese comic porn?
Yeah, they're these, like, Japanese comic books, but they're, like...
Porns.
Some of them are, and this is my issue. They're not all porn.
Number three.
Number three is only the ring finger nose. And don't get weird about the title. They are talking about the actual ring finger for ring pudding purposes.
Ring pudding?
Ring pudding. Like a ring that
ring
you wiggle.
Hashtag that. Ring pudding.
No, it was actually the first...
We have 15 minutes till our intern has to leave.
Okay, it was the first Japanese gay love story comic book that I read, and it was great.
What's it called?
Only the Ring Finger Nose. It's just like two boys in high school who fall in love.
That sounds great.
My number one, I'm skipping number two.
You're skipping number two?
Yeah, number two. Because I couldn't decide, it's too many. But my number one is Cute Beast. It's Cute Beast by Tomo Maeda. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's about two high school boys who fall in love.
Oh.
One of them is really tall and scary. But the moral of the story is, just because somebody's tall and scary doesn't mean that they can't be gentle and loving. And there is some penis towards the end. And it's very artistically.
Modern chivalry.
Tall but gentle.
Oh, I like that too.
Tall but gentle.
I guess my list aren't as risque as yours.
That's fine.
How much penis is in your list?
None whatsoever. There's no peni at all in this.
Peni, I like that.
Thank you. My list is top three songs that put you in a creative mood.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Number three. Are you ready, intern?
Yes.
Sounds like I should be.
He takes direction. Wow.
He really does.
Really does.
Number three is Patti Smith's Free Money.
Interesting.
I love Patti Smith.
I love Patti Smith. That whole song is about her and Robert Mapplethorpe.
Mapplethorpe. Kids! Eric read that book.
I love that book. It's all about them surviving in New York. That's what that song is about. Number two is Kate Nash's Mansion Song.
Oh, such, we saw that live. It's such a good.
And because I saw Free Money live, and I've seen the Mansion Song live.
That song is fucking insane live.
It's so intense. It's spoken word poetry, but she got so intense when she did that live.
It's like you're slowly getting punched in the face in a good way.
Such a good
song. Love that.
And then my number one creative song is Your Mangled Heart by Gossip.
Oh.
And it's about how everyone should be able to get married.
Oh.
Yeah.
Carrie Bain Advocate. She is also the kind of lady. She's the kind of lady that, from what Adam's told me, she sounds stylish. The kind of person that you would find wearing articles of clothing and accessories from Leroy.com. Take a drink, Joni. Because I'll start it off. We went to a sushi buffet, which was fantastic, with our friend Naomi. Hi, Naomi, you're not listening.
She's not listening. It wasn't a buffet, it was all you can eat.
All you can eat. We went to small bar afterwards. And I have to say this, though. I did notice, normally when we go to a bar afterwards, you're like all up for it. But towards the end, you were like kind of, I at first thought you were either tired or sad. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to go because it seems like she wants to go. So I was like, okay, because I thought we were going to be out longer.
I love small bar.
I know.
Small bar.
So I was surprised you wanted to leave as soon as we did.
Small bar, Logan Square is my favorite bar.
Do it.
I wish I could have shat at small bar.
Can you not shit at a bar?
I can't shit in public places.
Really?
No, I can't.
Oh, man.
Not a dude.
I'm not a dude.
Yeah, I used to shit at Borders all the time. In fact, I would go to Borders.
Just to shit?
Just to shit.
It was your safe haven?
That's great.
It's nice.
I couldn't shit at small bar. Thank you, Adam. Put that under the kitty water. So then my friend Chris was like, let's just go home. I couldn't even drink my second beer.
I know. That's when I was like, we should get out of here.
If I can't drink my second, I love beer. So I live a mile away from small bar. So I walked Chris to the Blue Line. And I was like, if I could just make it to the Burlington, which is another bar, I'm okay.
Because I
felt the shit coming on.
Can you shit at the Burlington?
I could shit at the Burlington at this point.
Why can't you shit at small bar?
I couldn't shit at the small bar. So I was like, if I could just make it to the Burlington and take a shit. And as I was getting closer to the Burlington, shit was coming out of me.
Oh, shit.
So I was shitting my pants. Shitting my pants really bad to the point where I could smell the shit coming out of my butt.
Yep.
And as I'm shitting my pants, I'm thinking to myself, if I get raped tonight, this is the best night to get raped. Because I've gotten my apartment broken into. I've gotten mugged.
Yes.
What's left? And then rolled over some to get raped. And my mom goes, wasn't shit coming down your leg? And I go, no, mom, because I was raped. And I take
cocaine. It contains. It contains.
Everything in. And I got home, and my dad was so excited on another young girl again. And I got squeaked. Find another guitar. He's a top scorer, and you're a zero. You're out of your league. But I just wanted to share that story with people. You fall hard, cut quick, and it's an STD. A cut knee.
I think that's an important, you know, because it's like, listen, at some point, every one of us is going to it's just going to happen, but if you are on the verge of being raped and you shit yourself, there's a good chance that rapist might be
that rapist is going to pull out my leggings and be like, there's shit in your pants.
No, thank you. Moving on.
Moving on.
Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, Joni. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Luke. Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Leroy.com
for sponsoring this.
And thank you, Adam the intern.
Thank you, Adam the intern. What a good job.
No, I really enjoyed it. Okay, bye.
Bye, guys.
Girl should have been a mansion.